WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Tonight on the Fox Network, executive producer Aaron Spelling premieres a new series called Models Incorporated. It's a spinoff from Spelling's successful Melrose Place, which was a spinoff from his hit Beverly Hills 90210. TV critic David Bianculli has a review of Models Incorporated. Well, sort of.
Here's the way Aaron Spelling works. He establishes one successful foothold in TV, then uses that opportunity and that audience to build another and another and another. Most other TV producers try to work that way too, but Aaron Spelling does it better than most, even though his programs aren't any better. He's the guy who gave us such TV lowlights as Starsky and Hutch, Charlie's Angels, The Love Boat, Fantasy Island, Dynasty, T.J. Hooker, and Hotel. In the 90s, he was down and almost out when he cut his longtime association with ABC and developed Beverly Hills 90210 for Fox. Now, once again, he's king of the trash TV hill. Beverly Hills begat Melrose Place, and back in April, Melrose Place began to beget Models Incorporated. Spelling settled on Linda Gray as the star of Models, a primetime soap about a woman running an agency for fashion models. Then Spelling showcased her as a special guest star on Melrose. Those appearances were hyped during the closing credits of Beverly Hills 90210, which, in the world of Aaron Spelling, is the perfect type of promotional synergy.
Now, if you thought Heather Locklear was the baddest girl at Melrose Place, wait till you meet her mother. Dallas's Linda Gray guest stars on an all-new Melrose Place next.
With this type of buildup, Spelling doesn't need to suffer the slings and arrows of outraged critics. So Models Incorporated comes to TV tonight without any advance copies being sent to reviewers. Not that I'm complaining. After all, anyone who watches Melrose knows what to expect anyway, because elements setting up Models Incorporated were incorporated into last season's final Melrose shows. There was the photo shoot with beautiful women on the beach and popular music on the soundtrack.
Smile.
And there was the continued bad blood between Heather Locklear's Amanda and her mother, played by Linda Gray. Here's their initial confrontation from that April edition of Melrose Place.
You know, I left 20 years ago. I can't make up for it, but I wish that we could leave it in the past.
Some things you do are permanent, Mother. They don't go away no matter how hard you try.
Look, Mandy.
Don't do this.
I still remember that day. You were at school, and I walked into your room. All those fashion dolls and posters.
Oh, please. It's all very calculated and corny and overblown. But here's the embarrassing part. It was that same episode, which also had a character coming back from the dead, that actually got me hooked on the all-out silliness of Melrose Place. It's definitely a guilty pleasure, with more guilt than pleasure. Then again, I remember watching Charlie's Angels, too, although with the volume turned off. Come to think of it, that may be the best advice regarding Models Incorporated. Go ahead and watch it if you want. Just don't listen to it.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.